You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
February is here, and it's time to continue talking Chicago Cubs baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat of Cubs.com. And, Kerry, before we get into it, I understand that you had an entertaining weekend. You ended up in New Orleans and unwittingly stumbled into a huge celebration there.
We did. We went. My husband and I went to New Orleans to celebrate his birthday, and we did not realize that Mardi Gras had started this weekend. Because I had no problems getting a hotel room and no problems getting a flight, so I didn't even think about it. But there were parades every day, and we're not talking one parade. We're talking five parades a day, and marching bands and dancing girls, and it was floats, and we came home with bags and bags of beads because they throw the beads, but it was quite the good time. So it's kind of on your bucket list to go see what Mardi Gras is like, and I would recommend to people to go the weekend before, like we did. I would maybe plan a little bit, but go the weekend before because it's not quite as crazy, I'm told. But everyone down there, all the folks from New Orleans say that this is better than Christmas for them. So they were partying pretty hard.
Did you, as you're wandering around, did you find anybody else who had, in a similar way, sort of stumbled into this, or had everybody planned to be there?
Actually, there was another couple that we met at dinner Saturday night, and they weren't aware either. Of course, all the people that are from New Orleans were laughing at us. You know, what rubes? How could you not know that this is Mardi Gras? So I thought it was February, so that's why I figured we were okay. So, but it was a great time. So I've been to New Orleans. Last time I was in New Orleans was for the winter meetings. And, of course, as you know, in the winter meetings, you spend your whole time pretty much in the hotel, and you don't ever get to leave. And one of my favorite, and I know this doesn't really fit with New Orleans, but one of my favorite times in New Orleans is in the early morning when they're cleaning the streets and when the city's just sort of waking up and the lighting is always really pretty and everything. I'm not a big fan of being out there on Bourbon Street late at night. So we went through Bourbon Street in the middle of the day, and it was crazy enough. So, but I do have more beads, more strands of beads now than I ever owned before. So and didn't have to flash or anything. So it was good.
I didn't necessarily plan on going in that direction, but I did wonder. That's awesome. Good time.
Okay.
So with that being said, I'd like you to try and project.
Yeah, time to project. Yes. Get my crystal ball. All right, I've dusted it off. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of random questions, and you can give me knee-jerk reactions to things like, among the Cubs roster, who do you think might throw a no-hitter or a perfect game this year?
Well, considering Arrieta already threw a no-hitter last July, I'm going to cheat and actually go with him again. Only because I think I've told this story. When he was done with the game, when he threw the no-no against the Dodgers, and I told him, I said it was my second favorite game, that my favorite game was Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game. And Arrieta's comment to me was, I'm going to have to do better. So I think the gauntlet has been thrown down, and I'm predicting that Arrieta will throw a perfect game.
Okay. All right. Lightning strikes twice. What about hitting for the cycle? Who among the many great bats on that team might hit for the cycle?
Well, the Cubs haven't had any player hit for the cycle since Mark Grace did so in May of 1993. So it's been a long time. But of any of the kids, I'm picking Chris Bryant. And I can still call them kids, I think. But Bryant's got the speed for the triple, easily the home run, and he can easily do the other parts. What's impressive about Mark Grace's hit for the cycle was that he did so at Wrigley Field, and it's hard to hit triples at Wrigley, so I give him credit for that.
Yeah, it is. That is one of the more challenging feats there. Let's see, what about the longest scoreless inning streak? Who might come up with that?
Well, again, I'm going to have to go for Jake because, in the second half of last year, he only gave up 4 earned runs over 88 innings in his last 12 starts. And I just think Arrieta's, I had a fan ask me a question about whether or not the Cubs were going to put any pressure on Jake in 2016 after what he did last year. And to be honest, nobody can put more pressure on Arrieta than Arrieta himself. So I look for really good things this year.
Who would get ejected? Who would be the first to get ejected on this team?
Well, you know, the easy answer would be Madden, but I'm not going to go the easy answer. I'm going to, and actually my husband and I were discussing this because we were trying to come up with some ideas. I'm going to say Chris Coughlin, and I like Chris Coughlin. I don't mean that in a mean way, but sometimes he just tends to whine too much after getting called out on strikes. So hopefully Chris, you know, can deal with the calls and we can move on. But that's my wild card pick.
Okay. These are kind of scary questions, but like, who would be the first starting pitcher to lose a spot in the rotation?
You know, that's kind of hard. I look kind of at Jason Hamill only because Madden had a short leash with him last year. You could also say Kyle Hendricks only because he's the youngest in the group. I mean, I can't see any way that Arrieta, John Lester, or John Lackey are going to be bumped. So it might come down to Hendricks, but that would only be if he struggles in the spring or struggles, you know, seriously struggles at some point. And Kyle's just too smart, I think, to struggle like that. So I'm not sure I can pick anybody on that one. It just has to come down to either Hamill or Hendricks.
All right, we wrap it up because we're running out of time. Who's the first guy off the bench that might grab himself a spot in the starting lineup?
Well, I'm going to root for Kyle Schwarber here, that Schwarber might assert himself. And it's hard to say, considering he's projected as a starting left fielder, that maybe doesn't count. But maybe he'll assert himself into the starting rotation behind the plate, because I know that's what he wants to do. And I know he's working really hard at it, so maybe Schwarber will take over there.
All right. Well, Carrie, another great week. I love the story of New Orleans, and I'm glad that it all worked out real well.
We went down there just to eat. So, I mean, that was the goal, and we ended up both losing weight because we walked around so much, so that's fun. But the parades are a riot. I just did not know what to expect, so it's a good time down there. And if I could speak in French, I would do it, but I can't do it, so I'm just going to...
Just gonna have to settle with that.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie. As always, appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Very good. Thanks, Dave.
Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.